The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has slapped 11 new conditions on Pakistan, including approval of a new 17.6 trillion rupees worth budget, increasing debt servicing surcharge on electricity bills and lifting restrictions on the import of more than 3 years old used cars. The staff-level report, which the IMF released on Saturday, also said that rising tensions between India and Pakistan, if sustained or deteriorate further, could heighten risks to the fiscal, external and reform goals of the program. The report further stated that tensions between Pakistan and India have risen significantly over the past 2 weeks, but so far the market reaction has been modest, with the stock market retaining most of its recent gains and spreads widening moderately. The IMF has shown the defense budget for the next fiscal year 2.414 trillion rupees, which is higher by 252 billion rupees or 12%. Compared to the IMF's projection, the government has indicated allocating over 2.5 trillion rupees or 18% higher budget after India's naked aggression. The report revealed that the IMF has slapped 11 more conditions on Pakistan for the sake of just $7 billion lending, taking the total conditions to 50. It has imposed a new condition of securing parliamentary approval of the fiscal year 2026 budget in line with the IMF staff agreement to meet program targets by end June 2025. The IMF has shown the total size of the federal budget at 17.6 trillion rupees, including 1.07 trillion rupees for the development spending. The Express Tribune had reported a few days ago that the government would present over 17.5 trillion rupee budget. The IMF has shown interest spending at 8.7 trillion rupees, the primary budget surplus at 2.1 trillion rupees and the overall deficit at 6.6 trillion rupees. A new condition has also been imposed on the provinces where the four federating units will implement the new agriculture income tax laws through a comprehensive plan, including the establishment of an operational platform for processing returns, taxpayer identification and registration, a communication campaign, and a compliance improvement plan. The deadline for the provinces is June this year. According to the third new condition, the government will publish a governance action plan based on the recommendations of the governance diagnostic assessment by the IMF. The purpose of the report is to publicly identify reform measures to address critical governance vulnerabilities. The fourth new condition states that the government will give annual inflation adjustment of the unconditional cash transfer program to maintain people real purchasing power. Another new condition states that the government will prepare and publish a plan outlining the government's post-2027 financial sector strategy, outlining the institutional and regulatory environment from 2028 onwards.